The first scripture for this morning is from Isaiah 61. I will rejoice greatly in God. My whole being shall exult in the Holy One, for God has clothed me with the garments of salvation and covered me with the robes of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels, for as the earth brings forth its shoots, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to spring up, so the Holy One, our God, will cause righteousness and praise to spring up. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest, until her vindication shines out like the dawn, and her salvation like a burning torch. The nations shall see your vindication, and rulers your glory, and you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of God will give. You shall be a crown of beauty and a royal diadem in the hand of God. You shall no more be termed forsaken, and your land shall no more be turned desolate. But you shall be called, my delight is in her, and your land married. For God delights in you, and your land shall be married. For as a young man marries a young woman, so shall your builder marry you. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. The second reading is from Galatians 4. When the fullness of time had come, God sent Christ, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. And because you are children, God has sent the Spirit of Christ into our hearts, crying, Abba, Mother. So you are no longer a slave, but a child. And if a child, then also an heir through God.